Right, that's it. Come on, lights out. You've got a test tomorrow.
Just 2 minutes. I'm about to reach the next level.
It's going off now.
Yeah, whatever.
Let's see. Where's the app? Oh, here it is. Ha.
What? How?
Oh, no. You're out. Better luck next time.
Mom!
It's game over for late nights on school nights. EE Wi-Fi controls help you get them off the Wi-Fi and into bed. More parents are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Advisor. Do not forget to hit that like and subscribe button. I am back today with Michelle Phillips. She is the Sedona-based Healer's Healer, so an internationally renowned psychic medium, intuitive, and author. On the last couple episodes, we dove deep into a lot of intuitive work about our pineal glands, and Michelle actually opened me up and pulled out some chords from my heart. So if you have not checked out those episodes, you want to go back and check those out. They were absolutely amazing. Today, we're going to talk about relationship healing through past life regression. And again, she's going to take me through an exercise and have me, I guess, visualize a past life, take me back to a past life, but I'm going to let her speak. So it is so good to see you again, Michelle.
Thank you. I got to see you last week and now this week. It's your family. It's wonderful with this
That's how I feel.
Yes. Thank you so much. And thank you for your willingness to be the guinea pig, you know, as your willingness to really go through wherever spirit is taking us.
Well, I think
get online in front of people. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you just hit the nail on the head. I know that through myself doing these things, it can help so many more people.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's a little bit intimidating, but I always find so much value from it. And when I see you on the calendar, I get excited now. I get really excited. So yeah, it's so good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you too. Thank you so much. We're talking about past lives today. Do you have any questions before I go on?
Yeah, I guess, what do you mean by that? So the audience knows, what does it mean, you know, relationship healing through past life regression? What does that mean?
Okay, my experience and the work I do is we've had many lifetimes. And the creator says this is a lifetime of completion, meaning we're moving out of all these other stories now and coming back into the highest of who we are. And so like in relationships, many times people come together and their light, you know, really draws them together. The highest consciousness, their souls, their higher selves bring them back together. And maybe in the beginning, it's magical, just incredible. Like, he's singing my song. She's singing my song, you know, and then you're together. And pretty soon the magic starts fading. It feels like, and all of your patterns, belief systems, programs start coming up, because it's not just this lifetime. We're multidimensional beings. So what happens then from other lifetimes, patterns, the conflict, our pattern starts connecting to the other person's pattern, and it's like this. So then when you go in, the work that comes for me to go in and find the lifetime that people have been through together, then we clear it, because if we've agreed to go through it, we can agree to clear it. And it's interesting. It's almost instant how it shifts the relationship or the relationships. Wow. And people will always say to me, oh my gosh, you know, that's what I'm experiencing that in this lifetime. That's the way that I feel in this lifetime.
Wow. So you're saying my past lives, what I've been through in the past lives, is affecting my relationships with other, I guess, energies and humans right now as we speak. And so is the audience. The audience is influenced by their past lifetimes. And by clearing it allows you to open up a new path and not follow that anymore.
Absolutely. Like it's a pattern, and we keep bringing a pattern to us over and over again until we heal it. People will say, I'm a two-time, three-time loser or whatever. You're not a loser. You're just completing karmically, like other lifetimes or whatever. So when you understand that, then you can go back and look at where's the pattern come from that's influencing me in this lifetime, influencing my relationships, influencing all aspects of my life. So then we go back, clear it, it clears it now. Like I said, almost instantly sometimes for people.
So
So pattern.
is that me dating the same guy seemingly over and over again? Is that the pattern that we can break today?
That is the pattern.
Okay. I
I
swear it
think,
was like the same guy in a different body over and over again.
I'm straying from past lives for a minute, but I was talking about when I had cancer and, went into my father's DNA, mother's DNA. When I went into my father's DNA, it's like I married my father a couple times. I've been married twice. Both times I married my father because I absolutely had been an extension of his patterns. So when you clear the pattern out, your frequency becomes higher. As your frequency becomes higher, your consciousness is higher. So maybe the person you were attracted to before, as you're cleared out that pattern, it's like, ooh, you're not attracted to them any longer at all. So it's really, yeah, it's really interesting.
It's interesting because I was working on myself, as you know. I spoke to you about this when we weren't recording, and I was getting rid of past emotions and trapped emotions. And then one day I couldn't even be in that relationship anymore. And that happened recently. And it was like, I couldn't. There was like a force field saying, you can't, like you don't belong here anymore. And it was gone.
Isn't that amazing? My sister and I were talking about that this morning. It's like when your relationships or whatever and your frequency becomes higher, you heal it in whatever way, you get to the point where it's just done and there's no way you can go on. Even if you're trying to, it's like this. There's nothing. It's almost sometimes, I hate to say this, but sometimes the other person seems almost repulsive to you because it's that repulsive pattern.
And from their perspective, it's like the lack, they can't understand it. And it seems to them like it's like a 360 change. All of a sudden, that's what it was like. It was like, he's like, who are you? Like, where did Lisa go? And I'm like, my God, I've never been better in my life, kind of thing, right? But
Because you're
he
moving.
will never understand that. But that's exactly it. It was like, I couldn't even call him the pet name that I used to call him. Like, it wouldn't come out of my mouth. It was like, it was here. And I was like, I should be saying this, but it wouldn't come out. So, yeah.
Because you would be lying to yourself.
Yes.
And now I feel like it's as we're shifting and healing, it is about honesty for ourselves, And also, many times as we heal past lives with others, it heals with them also. It absolutely heals because we're in patterns and we're like this with each other. So as we clear it out of us, that old pattern's no longer there. And that's how relationships start healing. It just breaks those old cords and agreements and contracts.
Wow. So for people who are still with the person that they love, this could be a game changer for their relationship.
Yes, it is a game changer. I mean, it
Wow.
blows me away still, even the work I do. People just absolutely shifts their life out of whatever the patterns or programs or the bickering or whatever it is, and they just open up into the heart of each other. It's
Do you have an
amazing.
example you could share with us of a club couple that you worked with?
God, I've worked with so many. Yeah, this woman, she and her boyfriend, they knew each other years ago in college or whatever. They came back together, and of course, the love was there, but they were just constantly. So I said, okay, let me see what's going on between you. And when we cleared it out, oh my God, they've moved to Sedona now. I mean, their whole relationship, they have a whole new lifetime together. So not only do past lives affect relationships with other, they affect our own relationship. So if we've had past lives where we've been invalidated or hurt or, and a lot of past lives now are in, like collective. Everything is collective. Like with people were in a cult or in a religion and not allowed to experience or express themselves, they're back in this lifetime and their self-worth is just kind of zilch. So as we go in and clear it out, it just brings them back to themselves. And again, we do soul retrieval, go back to whatever the experience was and bring them back into them now. It's amazing. So past lives affect our self-worth. It affects our health, relationships. It affects all aspects of our life from going forward.
So just to be clear, so the audience knows, a past life is my soul in a different lifetime, in a different body, or what does that mean? Am I
Yes,
right? Is that it?
absolutely. Yeah, it's your soul that agreed to go through whatever these experiences were. So it's you in another lifetime, in a different body, maybe in another lifetime you were a man. And maybe in that lifetime, I'm just putting out, maybe you abused women. So you come back in this lifetime and you're abused so that you
Oh my.
experience that side of it and you break that pattern then.
Interesting.
It is.
Interesting.
So my past life, the one that had affected me so much as a child, was my last lifetime was in Auschwitz in Poland, and I knew it. My dad was in World War II, and he was just a mess. I mean, our childhood, we moved every year, sometimes twice a year. And if he would talk about Hitler, I would just be so traumatized. I knew I was there. So from a young age, like the age of 3, I always knew I'd lived before. I can remember my parents had some friends over, we're playing hide and go seek, and I was really young, and I was looking up at the clouds, and I knew I wasn't from here. And again, didn't know what I was doing here. But then I started taking myself into past lives. They just happened. So it wasn't like I'm thinking, oh, I'm going to go into this lifetime. The veils just started separating, and I could see these other lifetimes, experience the emotions of it. Because the emotions of those other timelines affect us in this lifetime. So Auschwitz was so traumatic for me. It definitely affected my self-worth. I was afraid all the time, absolutely terrified as a child. And of course, I went in, to heal it or whatever. But then as an adult, I actually went back there with a friend. I thought I need to go back and take my power back from it. So on the way there, we're on a bus in Poland, and I'm looking around thinking, God, this is so ugly here. What an ugly country, And then when we go into Auschwitz, I'm yawning and just all the energy moving up and out of me. It was an incredible experience. And then going into the gas chamber, I could even taste the death in there. It was so profound. Clearing it out. So then on the bus back, I'm thinking, God, it is so beautiful here. What a beautiful country. So that's the purpose of doing past lives. It just clears all of that, what the creator calls frozen emotion, out of us. And the creator is actually saying we are in a collective past life now, that everything we're going through, we've been through before somewhere with someone. And that everyone we meet in this lifetime that we have a really strong connection with, we've been with before somewhere. Because this is a lifetime of completion.
Is that the familiarity that we sometimes feel when we lock eyes with someone we've never met before?
Your souls are reconnecting. You just know, like you know each other. And many times it's like you'll feel the experience in your heart with them. Other times you'll experience, like, whoa, I don't want to be with this person. Yeah, instantly you have memories.
That's insane. I've recently experienced that with someone, and I'm like, I know you. Like I just know them so much, but it was overwhelming for me. So yeah, that's incredible. So you cleared all that trauma out, and you left on that bus, and it was beautiful to you. And now you don't, like, what did that change for you?
The fear I used to feel and the insecurities. I used to be so terrified of anyone that had a sense of power, just absolutely terrified around politicians or anything like that. I would actually shake inside because of that experience. So it cleared that fear out of me and the self-worth issues, feeling like not being valuable or important. And although life, you know, I pushed through it, you know, I was have been successful in many ways, I still had that underlying energy or fear that I had to constantly push through to be able to get wherever.
Wow, that's amazing. That is just amazing. I know a lot of people struggle with those types of feelings, and they don't know where it comes from. And that's exactly what you're doing is you're getting to the source and getting it from a place that you would never expect. You know, the average person does not wake up and say, "I know why I'm afraid of whatever." It's from a past life, you know.
And I've worked with people that have health issues. And I say, you know, I'll say, okay, let me see where it's coming from. When we go back into a past life and clear it, then it clears it now. Because ourselves, our whole system have a memory of everything we've gone through. And I've been talking before about our heart absolutely has a map of every experience we've gone through. So everything we've gone through is in our heart's map, and it runs through the whole body and system. So when we go into the heart's map, start opening it up, of course, we'll go into this lifetime and start clearing it out. So, and then take us into the center of the soul and into the Akashic Records and just activate these other lifetimes and start clearing them out. So in the sessions that I do with people, it's always with spirit, we take people into three different lifetimes. And again, we clear the patterns, it clears it now. And invariably, people always, always say, "Oh my God, that's what I'm feeling in this lifetime." And again, we clear it there, it clears it now for us.
Amazing. That's crazy. I'm so fascinated by this stuff.
Yeah. It's interesting because when I was younger, all I was ever interested in was spirituality.
Right.
What other people are so curious about other things. Me, it was just spirituality. And years ago, this woman was coming to town that was doing past life work. And I was so excited, you know, because people at that time weren't really doing much of it, you know. I was so excited to see her. So I go and see her, and I can't remember what she took me into, but I end up giving her a reading and assisting her through a past life, her partner, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So many times, like I used to be so open to people all the time when I was around them. I could always read them, you know, other lifetimes, whatever, what's going on with them in this lifetime. And I just said to Spirit, I need for you to close me down unless I'm doing a session with someone or unless you want someone to really know something, you know, through me.
Right.
And it happens often also, you know.
Yeah, because I can imagine as soon as someone finds out that you're a psychic medium, that you do this work, that immediately they want to know stuff. They think you know everything, and then they come to you and they want to know stuff. And if you don't put a boundary up there, man, you'd be so depleted.
But it wasn't just that. I was always open to people. So just being around people, I could see their hurt childhood in them. You know, I could see past lives, you know, whatever. I was just always open and reading people. And I did as a child, but I didn't know it. You know, when she had that gift, you think everyone has the gift.
Yeah.
So because of that, I had to start close me down here unless, unless I'm
unless
working.
Someone's hiring me to do this.
But also many times I'll be around people and spirit wants them to know something. So then the energy just comes through.
Well, I will say this. Every morning I've been calling down my spirit family. Every night I've been hugging my inner children and I've been telling them that they're safe with my fascia release. I've been saying to my body and my inner children, you're safe. It's fine to release now. You're okay. And it's really helpful. And I've been feeling the energy coming in when I do that, like actually feeling my body surrounded by this magnetism. It's been incredible. And the more, like every day that goes by, it gets more and more intense. And then now I'm starting to ask like for guidance in certain areas. I still don't hear anything, but I feel the energy.
But you're hearing through feeling. So when you feel you know. You
Right.
just know through the feeling part of yourself. I'm so grateful that you're sharing that, because the more you make that connection, you do open up to higher vibrations of yourself. And spirit wants to assist you with that. You know, they always say to me, you can't do this without us. We can't do it without you. We're on the same team. So like connecting to your spiritual family, your inner children, you know, as we validate them, we start feeling better about ourselves. Have you experienced that at all?
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. In more of those situations where I feel those feelings of feeling unsafe, scared, worried, I look up and I ask for guidance, you know, for my guardian angel. I ask them to come down and I talk to them, and it just, like I said, that energy kind of flows through my body, and then it's like a security. Then I feel like whole again.
Beautiful. And that's it. You can feel it. You can feel spirit with you.
My face starts tingling. It's the weirdest thing. It's just, yeah.
And your cells, sometimes is your body feeling a little tingly? And
yeah, especially when I'm connecting. Yeah,
yeah,
it happens. And it's like this, mask. It's like raccoon mask.
Yeah. Oh, beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a simple technique. It's really simple to do. You
Oh, it
know,
really is. Yeah.
it
For
is.
the audience to know, like, I knew very little about this stuff, and it's just coming in through me
It
very,
will.
very easily. So,
Yeah.
yeah.
So the more you connect, you know, you open the door to who you are spiritually. And that energy, your higher self, you know, your whole spiritual team just starts downloading through you, because you are them. They are you. You know, so the more you connect to them, they're excited also. And you just bring more and more of the higher consciousness through you.
So for people who are, you know, listening to this and they're like, this is out there, I don't believe in this stuff. Like, how do they connect? Just like we talked about, they just have to have an open mind and start asking. Is that how?
Yes. Really ask for God, spirit, whatever your connection to God is. Like I said before, Jesus is my main man, not through church religion. He's just always been with me. And I know those that are in India, you know, they have other gods and teachers, but you just open the pineal gland, ask, just go up through your brain into the highest consciousness and just ask. So even if you don't understand that, ask spirit to be with you. Just ask, show me the way. Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? And if people are asking and they're willing to show up, believe me, spirit is really excited about it, because we are, like I said, in this collective past life, and we're shifting out of it now. So the first part of our lives, my experience is we go through all this karmic stuff, which you've been through, I've been through. Some of it's not real easy to go through, you know, maybe a couple dark nights of the soul or whatever. So we're completing karmically. And then we get to the place in life where we're just opening up to the highest consciousness of ourselves, and that is free will. But even past life was free will, because we chose what we're going to go through before we come down in this lifetime. And like I said before, parents gave us those patterns and programs that our soul needed to go through to move into freedom. And as we do it for ourselves, we do it for them. We do it for the whole collective.
Right.
So with that, let me see if there was, so fears and phobias, it's just incredible. People have, like, maybe they're afraid of fire, you know, terrified of fire or afraid of heights or whatever. So we go into the past life. Okay, where did that come from? As we clear it out, it starts clearing it in this lifetime. It's amazing.
Wow.
And like I said, health, it's just incredible how doing past life work clears people's health issues up.
Wow. So, like, what kind of health issues are we talking?
Lots of times, pain in their bodies or systems, you know, that come from different whatever, you know.
Chronic
Even,
pain, yeah. Like back pain, right? Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. And even like sickness and disease. Like when I had
Okay.
cancer, of course, I went into my father's DNA. But there's so many ways now of going into past lives. Okay, why did I bring this into me now? And my experience of disease, like cancer, other diseases, is we have frozen emotions that end up stuck in our body and system from this lifetime, other lifetimes, like so much fear or whatever. So if we don't clear it out, what happens? Those emotions start breaking out and coming into the body and system and create sickness and disease.
Right. Yeah. Incredible. Incredible.
Yeah, it is. So with that, let me see. I took a couple notes. Health, love. Yeah, okay. So would you mind if I take you into a past life?
Yeah, let's do it. I'm interested to see what we're gonna find.
We're just gonna take you into it. As I was sharing earlier, I felt like I'd like to do that with you, but I wanted to take you into something that was really happy and joyful. And but spirit is saying this is the one that you need, so we're going to take you into that. Okay,
Okay.
I want you to just get a sense of or imagine a path in front of you today, not where you're
Okay.
going down, it's just whatever it looks like or feels like. It could be a
Imagine a
path.
path. Okay.
Yeah, do you have a path?
I do. Yeah.
What does it look like or feel like?
It's gravel. It's really tiny. It's like a donkey trail. Like that's what
Okay.
I'm picturing right now.
Okay, great. And down this path in the distance, I want you to get a sense or imagine your higher I am self coming up in front of you.
Okay.
And what does this energy look like? It might like look like you, it might look like an angel, it might be a light, it might be the Christ, just
Yeah,
whatever.
it looks like a Christmas tree topper, but like huge, like angelic, bright white light.
That's who you are.
Okay, that's
Yeah,
beautiful.
it is. So as this energy comes up in front of you, it's just stepping into you, filling you up, and just expanding through all of your bodies and systems. How do you feel in this energy?
Beautiful. So powerful.
Does your higher self have a message for you?
No, just my like I'm getting those like forehead tingles right now, big time. Like my I just feel it. I feel full, wholesome.
Beautiful, beautiful. And now the whole team, my team, your team, spiritual team, they're just going into all of your bodies, your whole collective, and we're doing this quickly. So they're just going into your etheric DNA system, collecting, they're just going to start opening it up and they're unplugging it. They're just pulling a lot of these old cords and contracts from this lifetime, other lifetimes. They're going into your spine, your nervous system, opening it up, pulling it out. They're going into your chakras, front and back, opening them up, pulling this energy out. And my son Frank is here. And he's going into your heart. My son Frank, that's in the spirit world, that works with me. So he and the team, they're just going into your heart's map. And they're just opening the map up now. And it's interesting. It's almost like your body, I don't know if you feel it, is taking a breath, like it really wants to clear this stuff out. Just wants to open, like full speed ahead here.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah. What's showing in your system? Yeah.
That
So
it
is there.
needs a way out, yes.
It does, yeah, it's grateful. So as they're clearing it out of your heart's map, they're going into all the childhood energy, clearing it out. And when I'm working with people, we really go into it, but this is just a quickie, you know. Clearing out of your cells, your tissues, your organs, they're going into your ancestral DNA system, opening it up and just pulling all this old energy up and out. All the ancestral stuff that you're carrying that you've become an extension of. Now, going into your thymus, the creator showed me that the thymus is a new chakra. And it's a chakra for the new world, the new earth. And the color is turquoise. So they're going into your thymus, just opening it up to the higher consciousness of you. This new world. Whew. Can you feel this energy moving out of you? It's beautiful.
Yeah, I felt this really intense tightness of like when you said it's burst, like right before you said it wants to come out. I
Yeah.
felt that in my body, this vibration of like, like I need it out, like get it out. Like I felt like screaming.
Yeah, because it wants to come out of you. This is your
Yeah.
soul saying, I'm ready. I'm done with all this karmic stuff. Remember,
Yeah.
it's like you're in the free will now. Okay.
Yeah.
So as we're going into, again, the heart's map, we're going into the center of your soul and into the Akashic Records. Just opening them up. And there's so many stories here. And as we're opening up, so many of them are just being activated in your cells, your tissues, your organs, so we can clear them out of you. And where spirit wants to take you today, as we're in there, we're showing me a couple lifetimes back to back in India. And I can see a little girl whose mother loves her, but the father resents her because she's a girl. He wants a little boy. So they were showing me this with you. And in that lifetime where you were powerless, you just had to close down your feelings and emotions. And because the father was angry with you because you weren't a boy, he really projected that pain onto you. So they're just going in, they're going to start pulling this energy up and out of you. Then, when you had a little brother, all the energy from the father went to the little boy, and so did the mother. Because the mother, although she loved you, felt guilty because you were a girl and she didn't give her husband a boy. So now they have the little boy, and you are actually being groomed to just take care of the little boy, your little brother, because everything was about him. Can you feel that energy in you at all?
I read
Yeah.
stories
Wait,
in
we
my
want to.
20s of that.
Yeah, we want to keep going here. We want to clear it out of you. Okay. So we're just bringing it up to clear out of you. Okay. We want to bring it into your cells, your tissues, your organs, your emotions here. And how does that little girl feel?
Right now, I feel like I'm watching these things leave and without emotional reaction. I've really worked on that. She, you know, I feel good.
Yeah, okay. But I want you to go further into the little girl now, whose little brother
Like
is
me or that girl from
that
before?
little girl in that lifetime, the little girl.
Oh my God, she's lonely and scared and feels worthless and alone. Yeah.
Have you ever had any of those feelings in this lifetime?
Oh my God, yeah, all the time.
Yeah. We're going to clear this in just a minute, okay? And then they're showing me the other lifetime now, when you were the mother back there. You had another lifetime with kind of the same pattern, and you were the mother. And I see like several little girls there, and I feel like your husband was really angry with you, again, because you didn't give him a little boy. And I feel like he doesn't treat you very well, like he blames you, kind of like it's in your, I don't even know if they knew DNA back then, but it's like it's your fault. How does that woman feel?
Worthless. Yeah, just awful.
Can you feel her hopelessness?
Hopeless. Yeah, 100%. I couldn't trigger, I couldn't say the feeling, I couldn't find the word, but just
Yeah.
hence every past relationship that I've been in.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay. So that's why we do past life work. Okay. Now we're going to go through your whole body, your pineal gland, up into Mother, Father, Creator. And together, let's just say Mother, Father, God, Creator.
Mother, Father, God, Creator.
The I am of all that is.
The I am that of all that is.
I now set the intention.
I now set the intention.
Command.
And command.
Because we're the commander in this lifetime. We've got the power. That I am safe.
That I am safe.
To release and clear.
To release and clear.
All old karmic agreements.
All old karmic agreements.
Patterns.
Patterns.
Of fear, grief, loss.
Of fear, grief, loss.
Emptiness, loneliness.
Emptiness, loneliness.
Feelings of worthlessness.
Feelings of worthlessness.
Hopelessness.
Hopelessness.
Feelings of no way out.
Feelings of no way out.
I release my grief.
I release my grief.
Feelings of emptiness.
Feelings of emptiness.
Abandonment.
Abandonment.
By God and Source.
By God and Source.
I release my feelings of betrayal.
I release my feelings of betrayal.
By God and Source.
By God and Source.
I release my emptiness.
I release my emptiness.
Loneliness.
Loneliness.
Guilt.
Guilt.
Shame.
Shame.
For being in a feminine body.
For being in a feminine body.
I release my fear.
I release my fear.
Powerlessness.
Powerlessness.
In a feminine body.
In a feminine body.
It's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
I release duality.
I release duality.
The imbalance between my male and female.
The imbalance between my male and female.
My heart and ego.
My heart and ego.
Love and fear.
Love and fear.
My light and shadow.
My light and shadow.
Good and evil.
And good and evil.
Good that's in my heart.
It's in my heart.
My thymus. My
thymus. My thymus.
My
yep,
throat.
My thymus.
My throat.
My throat.
My third eye.
My third eye.
All compartments of my brain.
All compartments of my brain.
My spine.
My spine.
My sacrum.
My sacrum.
My root.
My root.
I forgive and release.
I forgive and release.
The karmic collective consciousness.
Karmic collective consciousness.
The violation of the feminine.
For the violation of the feminine.
Denial of the feminine.
Denial of the feminine.
Fear of the feminine.
Fear of the feminine.
Sexual violation of the feminine.
Sexual violation of the feminine.
Control of the feminine.
Control of the feminine.
Competition with the feminine.
Competition with the feminine.
Between the feminine.
Between the feminine.
It's in my root.
It's in my root.
My sexual organs.
My sexual organs.
My shadow chakra.
My shadow chakra.
My second chakra.
My second chakra.
My solar plexus.
My solar plexus.
In between my bodies.
In between my bodies.
My cells, my tissues, and organs.
My cells, my tissues, and organs.
Past, present, future.
Past, present, future.
I trust and believe.
I trust and believe.
The consciousness has changed.
The consciousness has changed.
And I'm now safe in this lifetime.
And I am now safe in this lifetime.
Be a healthy whole.
To be a healthy whole.
Love safe, secure.
Love safe, secure.
Child.
Child.
Channel.
Channel.
God's healing.
God's healing.
Love, light, and energies.
Of light and energies.
I forgive God in spirit.
I forgive God in spirit.
For allowing these lifetimes to happen.
For allowing these lifetimes to happen.
I forgive and release my parents and ancestors.
I forgive and release my parents and ancestors.
Everyone karmically.
Everyone karmically.
I forgive and release myself karmically.
I forgive and release myself karmically.
I forgive myself.
I forgive myself.
And I ask that all forgive me.
And I ask that all forgive me.
I want you to get a sense of or imagine yourself standing on a stage with all the masters and angels. Your whole team is there. And your heart and higher self is connecting to theirs. And do they see you or feel you as one of them? Absolutely. Can you feel yourself as one of them?
I can. Yeah, and I have like this weird feeling in my heart right now.
Okay, so with them, as you're standing there with them, and we're in the heart's map with all those cords and contracts, they're in your heart through all your bodies and systems. And the whole team is just cutting all these karmic cords and agreements and contracts out of your heart, out of your cells, your tissues, your organs, your DNA, out of all your chakras. They're just cutting them, pulling them out of you and everyone there. And now, with the whole team, you're going to walk off that stage, you're going to cross the bridge, and you're going back to that first lifetime that we took you into, where that little girl felt worthless until, her whole life, yeah, when her brother was born, then all the energy went to him, and she felt like she was nothing. So I want you to take that little girl's hand. And she's going to walk out of that lifetime with you across the bridge and onto the stage. And we're clearing that energy out of you, out of her, out of everyone that was there, and just send it back to the highest of wherever it came from, clearing it out of your chakras, your tissues, your organs, your cells, any energy in you, in that little girl that's still there from those other lifetimes, we're just sending back to the highest of wherever it came from. Now we're bringing this little girl's love, her light, her magic, her purity, her innocence, as she's standing back on the stage, and all these beautiful feminine priestesses, Mother Mary, Magdalene, they're all with her. And we're just bringing her love and innocence back into her now. And how's she feeling on the stage with you? How's she feeling on the stage?
She feels good. She feels alive. Yeah.
And does she feel safe?
Yes, very much so.
Right. So we're doing soul retrieval. We're bringing that aspect of you that was trapped back there into you now. So her energy just totally come into your whole body and system and filling you up. Just take a deep breath, allow it to come into you. And we're going through similar lifetimes agreements, doing soul retrieval, that same pattern, bringing your light back into you. How's your body feeling now?
Light.
Okay, now we're going back into the other lifetime when you were the mother. And same thing with the team, you're walking off the stage across the bridge, going back to that lifetime, that beautiful young woman that you were. I see you were married very young and had all these girls young. You're going to take her hand. And she's walking out of that lifetime with all these beautiful feminine spirits. They're holding her hand. She's walking out of it, and she's bringing the daughters with her. Whew. And they're all just taking a bow to the audience because they were such great players. And we're just sending everyone's energy back to them, clearing it out of you, out of everyone that was there, the energy from the father, from the whole collective, the cultural stuff clearing out of you, everyone there. And now, this mother that you were, we're bringing her light and love and oh, self-worth. And innocence and joy back into her now. and how she feels standing on the stage.
Safe. Very, very good.
Does she feel powerful?
Very powerful. Very
Yeah.
powerful.
Great. So again, we're doing soul retrieval, bringing her energy back into you now that was trapped or left behind there. And other lifetimes similar, we're doing massive soul retrieval, bringing you back into you now, just filling you back up. This energy is moving through your root, the bottom of your feet, and into the heart and soul of Mother, Father Earth, as if they have their hands on the bottom of your feet and just grounding you. And now I want you to get a sense of your path in front of you again. And what does it look like or feel like now?
Magical. It's very bright.
Yeah, it's amazing because we are our path in life. And every time we go in and clear this old energy, at first it was gravel, whatever. And now look how light it is.
It's bright. Yeah, it's all I see is brightness.
Great. And now we're bringing your higher self up in front of you again. And what does he look like or feel like?
That big bright light, just big bright light.
Yeah. Can you feel her even lighter and brighter?
Absolutely. Yeah, she's like bigger ball of energy for sure.
Yeah. Because we are the higher self. We know that. But as we clear this energy out of us, we integrate with higher aspects of our higher self. So again, she's just stepping into you, filling you up, and just expanding through all of your bodies and systems. And how do you feel with her now?
Good, very good.
Yeah. And just bring Mother, Father, Creator's energy to you and your beautiful little girl and boy in your heart. And how are they feeling with you?
They feel great. Like I feel, honestly, I feel really whole.
Yeah.
And I used to like I dated older men, like when I was younger, like all the time. Like I'm talking 20 years older than me when I
Yeah.
was 20. So when you said that, I was like, no friggin' way.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Yeah.
And also, I think last time I talked to you, did you say you have a challenging relationship with your brother? Was it you?
No, we did when I was growing up. Because
Okay.
I was just out of control. But yeah, he was the like
Because,
A plus student.
okay. Because he was that little boy in that lifetime, is what they
Oh,
were showing.
wow.
So that's why they wanted to take you into this to clear it out.
Interesting. Yeah, he was the favorite star hockey player, A plus guy. He was
Yeah.
so good. Yeah, he was perfect. Growing up, he was perfect.
He was in that lifetime. He got all the attention. He
Yeah.
was, yeah. Beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, great. Thank
Incredible. That was
you.
incredible.
Yeah, great. It's
So,
amazing what we're carrying inside of us. And again, like you experienced with the path, we are our path in life. As we clear it out, these old stories are just old stories and emotions. Where we're going in life opens up, it's easier to be on.
how many past lives does someone typically have?
I don't know, sometimes thousands, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, souls that are really old have been around the block a lot of times here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's amazing because we really don't know who someone is when they're in this lifetime down here. They could be just this brilliant light that's homeless in this lifetime. Maybe they needed to experience it, you know, from whatever, you know. So who knows? I mean, we absolutely don't have an understanding of someone's purpose and what they're doing here. So love
Right.
everyone.
Yeah,
Yeah.
honestly, honestly. I know a
Absolutely.
lot of people talk about feeling like an old soul. You know, I
Yeah.
certainly have that feeling and have always felt like that. Is that perhaps a feeling that we get because we are someone with many past lives?
Absolutely, it is. We've been around the block a long time, and maybe in another lifetime. I mean, the consciousness is high now where we're remembering, I mean, all over the world, it's incredible, the work people are doing. Where when I started out, there weren't that many of us. And now it's like because it's in the DNA collectively, and we're really shifting into higher vibrations of ourselves. So we're moving out of timelines and really remembering who we are now in our physical body. Where maybe another lifetime, the lifetime we took you into, you're probably still a really old soul, but you were caught up in the emotions of what you agreed to go through. And we were more into third dimensional. So you wouldn't know within yourself, I'm an old soul, I'm light. But this is a lifetime of completion. So of course you understand because we're in higher frequencies.
Incredible. So how do people get in touch with you to do this type of work?
Michelle Phillips, Soul's Awakening. And I had sent you some, I don't know if you have, where people can search for me. I think YouTube, there were a couple others.
Okay,
Anyway,
perfect.
soulsawakening.com. Yeah, absolutely. Michelle
Amazing.
Phillips. Yeah. So
Gosh, thank you so much for being here and for talking us through that and for taking me through that.
thank you. I'm
That
grateful.
was very emotional. If it were just you and I probably would be in a ball right now. Like I was holding back because I felt super emotional at some points during that. So, very, very intense work. But so meaningful. So thank you for doing that.
I could see your emotions, as you were going through it, but it's not something, And sometimes, which is interesting, when I'm talking about health issues, when I've worked with people that have had this lifetime, really heavy stuff, we find out what it is and we start clearing up people's bodies hurt. Like, oh my God, they're clearing it out. It's just frozen, stuck emotion.
My
And
heart, I
then
had a
after
very sharp heart pain. I had a very sharp heart pain,
So
and it's
this,
gone now.
great. So this is a kind of emotion, what the creator calls frozen emotions. If it's not cleared, it starts short circuiting our body and system, and people end up with sickness and disease or whatever. So it's an exciting time to be in this world on the earth because there's so many different modalities, to really assist people to heal, to really move back into the light of who we are. It's incredible. Not easy, but it's incredible. And we
Yeah, but
chose
worth it.
this time. It is very much so.
Well, thanks again for being here and for, being such a light and such a positive, person out there that can really help people get through things.
Well, thank you, Lisa. I really appreciate it. Great to see you again. And I'll see you
Yes.
another time in a week or so. So,
Beautiful, beautiful. And to our audience, thank you for tuning in. Go to soulsawakening.com and check out all that Michelle has to offer. There's so many different things on there. Like I said, I'm feeling really light right now and grateful. So until next time, bye everyone.